All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little mixed bag here on the show. Mike Vrabel.
No puppies this time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Called his defense dog bleep. This past week.
Something with dogs. It's always something with
dogs.
Yeah,
it's always something with dogs. No dogs, though, but he said they were dog bleep and then questioned the depth of the team. And then he was on WEEI, our Odyssey station in Boston, and discussed such matters with the crew up there.
We are the front office. You know what I mean? Like, we're all making
decisions. You are
the
front office, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's we're all included in this. No, it was about the young guys that we have to develop. And you could see that the players that we kept out of the game, those are the guys. And then we have to be able to find some guys behind them to be backups, be first guy in and be the, you know, third outside linebacker, be the third inside linebacker, be the sixth offensive lineman. You know, I mean, these things that are so critical, be, you know, mean to be the third safety. And so those are the things that we're trying to develop. And I guess that's what I was referencing. If I can walk back, and I've already talked to Elliot this morning. I mean, these aren't issues that I'm not in a subtle comments. Yeah. You know, I mean, that wasn't that.
Somehow has a healthier relationship with his GM of open and honesty than he does with his wife. What?
It's true.
I mean,
that's good communication. He's learning things in rehab.
Hey, first step.
Is he so innocent?
I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry.
You know what's funny?
Woof, woof.
It's funny how when you get in a check, how understanding you are.
Schmeathen says, too much.
Yeah.
Wow. Even for Schmeathen. Crazy. Sorry. Didn't realize he was just a sympathetic figure. Greg Dulcich. We learned yesterday that the special teams coach is referring to him as the Frenchman. Here's Greg Dulcich's reply.
Call me the Frenchman. Yeah, he came up to me one day, Taves. He says, hey, Dulcich, you know, you kind of look like a French painter. I was like, all right, well, I'll take that. I'll take it as a compliment. I think, only means good. So.
Is that a French painter?
French painter, yeah. So it's been the Frenchman ever since. I'll dabble, yeah.
Are you any good?
Subjective, yeah. Pretty subjective, but I think so.
Do you have any other nicknames?
It's been the Frenchman a lot with him, but yeah, no, I like Greg best.
So he doesn't like the nickname at all.
Sacre bleu. Dulcich.
Hey, by the way.
What?
They don't.
What do you mean?
They don't say that.
They don't say ho-ho?
They don't say uh-huh.
He gets all his practice from like Disney movies.
Fromage.
Right.
I'm pretty sure when they went to the huddle and I was watching World Cup this weekend and they were in the friendly and they went to the French coach, he goes, Wembenyama, you can't score on Jovic, ho ho.
What are you doing?
I'm going to play this for Mel. You know how offended she's going to be?
Whoa.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian French is different than French.
Yeah.
No, she seemed to communicate pretty good in France.
Yeah, but the Canadian French don't say ho ho.
Yeah.
They say hey.
You know?
Tobin minus
and you
one.
Know. And no, they say
just
you know.
Minus
you
one.
Just digging yourself
no, no, no,
deeper.
No. I agree with you. I'm not giving you my as much. I agree with you, Tobin.
Why?
I agree with you.
Okay, look, the way that you even said it, you had to like a second to think. He was like, yeah.
I'ma just
they say you know a lot.
I'ma just play for her. And let her, she's going to look at me like, really? Mm.
Leroy, when you wear denim, that turns Big Spoon on? Because, you know, they love the
Canadian tuxedo?
Canadian tuxedo.
No, they like.
Zilly
Vaz. Can't go wrong with it.
Jordache.
Wrangler.
My fat ass can't fit in no Jordache. That's for skinny people. You can fit in them.
Karen says that Soapman got French lessons from The Candle in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes!
That candle!
Witcher! When all your expertise on foreign languages comes from a cartoon, what do you think it's going to sound like?
What's wrong?
Ratatouille.
Great movie.
I saw it for the first time this spring.
Really?
Oh
my gosh.
No joke. Because Brittany told me to watch it.
Schmeathan says, Tobin can't wear Jordache because of his wide ass. Sacre bleu.
He's back, baby.
Twitcher.
So, like, come on.
Too much.
What was too much? The Mike Vrabel thing?
No.
Not, and you're French.
You're French.
There's nothing wrong with his French.
There's plenty wrong with his French. It ain't French.
It's not French.
It's not French.
You've never heard a French person go, ho-ho?
No.
It's redneck Creole.
No. Now, if you want redneck Creole, you got to come to Louisiana.
No, I just talked to Dan.
That's what I'm saying. But ask Dan. Go to Louisiana, then you get redneck Creole.
But I'm saying I don't have to go to Louisiana. I just talked to Dan right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my cousin.
What you're saying and doing is more from Louisiana than from Canada.
I didn't say it was Canada, though. Did you say
Canada? No, you never said Canada.
Did Serbia play Canada this weekend?
No, you never said Canada. You were making more of France.
But it's not France.
I know it's
I'm
more
telling
Louisiana.
You,
did
it's
you
more
know,
Creole.
Do you know who got the winning basket for France? Horde.
Spelled differently?
No. Not spelled differently at all. Spelled like you. You might want to check the family tree. I'm telling you, dude.
We have a mix of, because.
Game winner. Ho, ho.
A lot of white hordes.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Be careful with how you say that.
I said hordes.
He said
okay,
right.
I'm just
right.
Making sure.
I know how to say my name, damn it. What are we doing?
Al Macko says, Tobin is so comfortable when it comes to intangible accents. That's right.
Tell him to do a Caribbean accent.
Moving on.
Exactly.
By the way, nothing moved on quicker than you trying to say somebody reminded you of a bam when your screen went dark. What were you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yesterday.
Serbian Bam.
How did he look like Serbian Bam?
I'm telling you, dude. Like the feet, when he was moving his feet in front of Wembanyama, I was like, ah, it's Bam-esque.
Right, but you said your video went.
Like, you know, like you ever like watch a game at a bar and the signal kind of goes out? Because I wasn't watching on the TV. They don't have DAZN at this bar. So I was watching on my phone and it was kind of blurry. So I was like, it kind of looks like Bam.
What, he got a tan and all of a sudden?
No, I meant the footwork. Obviously, you know, Jovic and Bam don't physically look alike. But the footwork, dude.
You need to let this one go.
Udonis Haslam. He was at Dolphins practice yesterday. And Jeff Hafley said that he spoke to the team. It was inspiring.
You put up a video of him before you introduce him, and, you know, he's making two huge shots to win a championship, and he's got three rings. And, you know, it's not a story. He's up there, and he's not sharing a story how he was a first-round pick and how life was easy for him, and he was the star of the team, and he was an all-star. It wasn't like that. It's about how hard he worked. It's about all the sacrifices he made. And it was hard. And it was probably, you know, a different story than most people hear when you think of a superstar type player. And I just think that's very relatable to our guys. And I think anytime you can hear kind of the same messages, but from different voices of guys who have had success, I think that's huge. I mean, he was great.
Excellent. Then you guys responded by having the worst day of offense in camp. Letting UD down, dude.
That's the way it goes.
Come on, man. Get it together, Dolphins. That is the mixed bag. Klay Thompson will get introduced today at 3 o'clock. And you guys can listen to that here right on WQAM. Captain Klay, you think he shows up on a boat?
No.
He should.
Why?
It's his thing. The boat. No?
Is Giannis going to be there?
I don't think so.
Bam?
I don't know.
You know, Bam is in his WNBA season.
I think he was in Canada, right? Weren't they playing? I thought I saw Bam in, like, Vancouver or something.
Yeah,
like
they were in Vancouver on Sunday, I believe.
I saw him on the ventures out there. But I have not seen I don't know if he'll be there tonight. He has been working out there. But now everybody's off, you know, doing the World Cup thing. Big game coming up on Thursday, Vlad. Sweden and Finland.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Pella
versus Lauri Markkanen.
Ooh.
Don't sleep on Finland.
Leroy's face on.
Oof.
Can I just tell you?
Hmm?
I need you to go home and rethink.
We got Heat on Heat Crime on Monday.
What's that? What's happening on Monday?
Serbia versus Italy. Simone versus Nico. Mamma mia.
Who you rooting for?
Pella. You know that's his favorite.
Good question.
No, is it Jovic?
Jovic.
Jovic and...
Then Pella?
No, Jovic against Simone.
Oh.
Well, Pella's going up against the French on Sunday. That's a tough matchup. France, much more established in the international game than Sweden.
If he gets a steal or does anything against Wemby, do you know how many...
Sacre bleu.
You know how many videos you're going to get?
Man.
By Tovin?
What a day that would be.
I hope you have something to do.
I don't. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.